I'm going to interrupt you for
you
just
are.
A second.
Please do, because
and,
we have an interesting guest on the line.
And take us to Lindsey Graham, who is a Republican senator from South Carolina.
From the solidly Republican South Carolina.
Yes, Senator Graham, the senior senator from the state of South Carolina, as you have just become.
Yes, that happens every 50 years down here. I'm a very fortunate person.
Are you... Do you think just really signal that the Republican Party is firmly locked up most of the Old South?
Well, we're doing pretty well. We shouldn't get too full of ourselves down here, but you know, Arkansas has still got two Democratic senators. You got Bill Nelson in Florida, but the South has trended Republican at the national level for a very long time. And this last round of voting in 2000 and this election cycle has just sort of accelerated that trend.
I wonder if you think that you and the other Republicans who are now the other two Republican states, like both North and South Carolina and Georgia, now are represented by Republican senators, two Republican senators.
Right.
Do you think that the South is going to continue the practice of keeping the incumbents forever and ever, as has been the case?
Well, I hope so in South Carolina, but you know, there'll never be another Thurmond or Hollings. Senator Thurmond was elected the year before I was born. He served 48 years. Senator Hollings served 40 years. I don't see that repeating itself. I'm genetically term limited, if nothing else, but I just don't see that kind of service. The South is a more progressive place. A lot of reform-minded people here in terms of economic and social reform. And the problem for the Republican Party is, you look down the road, we're sort of at the height of the Roman Empire for the Republican Party now. We've got a solid Senate majority, a solid House majority, and hopefully a second-term president. But if we don't do better with minority voters in the next decade, Hispanic and African-American voters, the tide goes out. And that's the challenge of my generation of Republicans, particularly in the South, is to make my party more diverse.
So far, that is going to be a bit of an uphill battle, isn't it?
It is, but first thing about winning any struggle is to recognize you got a problem. Our Democratic friends have just sort of bled over time. They've embraced some agenda items that really don't go well in this region, and nationally they've been resistant to reform and kind of change, and that's cost them. And my party needs to understand that change is essential. Any business to survive has to change and adapt. And yes, it's going to be hard, but recognizing the problem and doing something about it, I intend to do my best to bring about some change in that regard.
South Carolina Republican Senior Senator Lindsey Graham. Thank you very much.
I like the sound of that. Thank you.